these companies think they're so smooth. Well, I don't know why they think they can fool everyone with their approach. They need to learn what target audience they're speaking to, because at the age of 37, you can't fool me with these, oh, we're going to give you an amazing discount, and then they ask you, what show do you watch? Because, oh, I watch the same one too, or I watch this, have you seen this? I recommend this. Like they're your friend, just to sell you what they're trying to sell you and get their little payment for selling you something. Like, I've been with this company for a couple of years now, getting my broadband TV and phone from them, and all of a sudden they said things were going to go up by about £10 or so because my discounts have run out. And then after that, it was going to go up after a few months even more by another 20, 30, £40 per month. So I said, it's all right, just cancel that and just give me the standard basic things that got my bills down from about 44 a month to about 24 a month. And then all of a sudden, I had the phone calls, you know, oh, we're a special team, we can give you this deal, we can give you that. But it was still going to be about £10 more, I think, per month than what I was paying. So I said, no, it's all right. It's been about 2 months now. They phoned me up. Oh, we can give you exactly what you had before for the same price. So they're going to call me probably. I told them call back today because it's not really me who cares about it. I'm saving my money. I don't really care about the TV. But I touched the wife and she said, yeah, get it back because she wants to watch a few things. So when they phone back now, even now, because I told them to phone back now, we're in about an hour's time, I'm going to deal with them even more to try and get a better discount. But it's basically wrong when they can do things and you know they can do it. It's not harming them, it's not costing them anything to give you the programs, you know. Like, it costs more electric that they're gonna have to pay. No, they've got to deal with the electric company where they're paying a certain amount anyway, and the phone company and all that, and they're making money from advertisements. They've been making money for years. It's another thing I don't understand. Companies that have been making so much millions and billions per year, regardless, you have to pay staff. You decide what you're paying your staff. You pay your staff that are doing the hard work, pittance, like the normal wage that most people get per hour, £7 to £10, if not more. And then you pay these guys that hardly do anything, but they just, you know, write and tick off a box here and there, and they're living a luxurious life, big, you know, amounts of money, six figures and more per year, which you don't have to really. You could pay a bit less, you know, five figures, whatever. But no, you pay them six figures and more. And you know they're not doing much. You're just giving them it because they've got some prestige that they came from another company, or, you know, they went to a decent university. And that's people's money that you're giving them every year. And then on top of that, you've made profit and you're investing in other things and getting money from not just your customers, but advertisements. And that's not good enough. You still want to charge the customer above and beyond. Yeah, so as you probably heard at the end of that segment, my phone rang, so I had to hang up and speak to these people. So I'm not going to mention the company's name, but you can guess who it is from what I say, the packages and all that. But yeah, I want to leave out saying the company's name just in case it gets them in trouble or myself by them taking it away from me, or, you know, I doubt they'll sue for things like this, but still, all I'm saying is that the companies can give you a better deal, and they sometimes don't want to out of greed or what, I don't know. But I feel they should just have free packages, like minimum, which is like for an average family to afford £20 a month. You get broadband, phone, TV with the simplest of channels, you know, just so everyone has a decent standard, then a medium 30 or 40 a month, then higher than that. But some of the stuff they're coming out with, the guy said that after my package had finished, like it was a 12 month or year and a half deal that I had, basically £44 a month, I was getting movies, I was getting box sets, HD channels, unlimited broadband, phone line. It seemed like a lot of stuff anyway, but that would cost a lot more when I checked it. Yeah, they wanted to put that to 55, and then that was after some kind of deal ran out, and then another one was going to run out that was going to put it up to like 90 a month. And I was like, even 55, I was like, no. So I went down to 24. I think I said that earlier as well, £24 a month.
and that was basically no channels. I didn't mind, I'm saving myself money. But the wife enjoys the movies every now and then, and the kids' channels for the kids. So I had to ask her what she think. They're offering the same thing now after waiting 2 months for £44. But because I told him to phone back the next day, this guy was like, oh, he didn't see what his friend put on the system, but he could do it for 39. So I thought, all right, let me take that then. So I've saved myself £5. It's taken 2 months of being without it, which is fine by me. The wife was all right with it as well, but she prefers to have the movies there just in case. So yeah, these people can do it, and they just, for whatever reason, sometimes choose to play hardball and get the money from who they can get the money from. You know, you've got to tell them what's your budget and what you feel is right to pay for all these things that they have.